hanging to the rude poles of scaffolding, like sailors on yards or bees on boughs, unmindful of lime and dust and falling chips of stone. Their homage not the less inspirited him to self-esteem. At length, the holiday of the tower came, to the sound of viols. The climax stone slowly rose in air, and amid the firing of ordnance was laid by Banadonna's hands upon the final course. Then mounting it, he stood erect, alone, with folded arms, gazing upon the white summits of blue inland Alps, and whiter crests of bluer Alps offshore. Invisible too from thence was that eye he turned below, when, like the cannon booms, came up to him the people's combustions of applause. That which stirred them so was seeing with what serenity the builder stood there 300 feet in air, upon an unrailed perch. This none but he durst do. But his periodic standing upon the pile, in each stage of its growth, such discipline had its last result. Little remained now but the bells. These, in all respects, must correspond with their receptacle. The minor ones were prosperously cast. A highly enriched one followed, of a singular